Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, 2 years ago, Governor Terry Branstad said he was satisfied with Iowa's gun laws. Now Branstad has a chance to dramatically change them. The Iowa House has just sent Branstad a bill that sponsors say will give Iowans their freedom back when it comes to their firearms. Representative Matt Winchittle of Missouri Valley is a gunsmith and his family runs a gun stop.
Iowans love life.
And that's not the right audio for that one. Winchittle said that, "I feel safer having my gun. My wife feels safer having a gun. Hundreds of thousands of Iowans," he said, "feel safer having a gun. It's the ultimate equalizer." And Winchittle says it takes an 80-year-old grandma and puts her on the exact same playing field as some 18-year-old punk who wants to harass her and steal her pocketbook. The bill provides the Stand Your Ground legal shield for Iowans to shoot to defend life or property so they cannot be charged with a crime or sued in civil court. Critics raised concerns. Representative Ruth Ann Gaines, a Democrat from Des Moines, who is black, recently called police after her new white neighbor shouted, "Get off my property," and pointed a shotgun at Gaines' partner, who was in the neighbor's driveway. She said, "People are beginning to feel they have a license to be more threatening, and I feel this bill will give a lot of people, like my new neighbor, an opportunity to show how he really feels." Gaines says, "I don't like it." The bill also lets Iowans with a permit carry a concealed weapon into the state capitol. Representative Art Stade, a Democrat from Cedar Rapids, objected to that and other provisions which will let Iowans challenge gun-free loans in courthouses, zones in courthouses and other government buildings. Stade said that, "I find this a dangerous mistake and there will be tragedies that occur in our state as a result." Matt Winchell says metal detectors at building entrances and gun-free zones offer a false sense of security. He said, "I have a fundamental right to self-preservation and self-protection, and that when we disarm citizens at the door and we say we've got your back, we've got you secured, and we don't, we're doing them a disservice." A previous version of the bill that would have allowed concealed weapons on the community college and public university campuses on Iowa. News time is 8:03.
You heard them. ASI is where you need to go when you catch yourself saying, "What? Huh? Or pardon me?" Don't worry, hearing loss happens to the best of us. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. You've done a lot of damage to your hearing over the years, and it's time to face it. You can only hear well when those you're talking with are yelling at you, like the cheerleaders. Hearing loss isn't embarrassing. It's not something to be afraid of, but it will surely make people around you happy when you finally take charge of your hearing and schedule an appointment with ASI. Pick up the phone now and call ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, and Carroll.
A-A-A-S-I, A-S-I, let's go!
The Cass County Conservation Board is now taking pre-orders for their native plant sale. The order form and payment will be due May 1st at 4 p.m., and forms can be found online under a link on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Now, native local eco-type live plants will be sold. Live plants from nurseries will come from as small plugs. Cells are 5 inches deep and 2 inches wide at the top, or 4.5 inches deep and 2 inches. There's also cone, 2 native species of native grass, and 9 native forbs, including many that benefit pollinators. All orders must be picked up during the designated times at the conservation offices in Lewis, unless prior arrangements are made. Officials say designated pickup times will be on Thursday, May 25th, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., or Friday, May 26th, from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Plants not picked up will be donated with no refund. A Plains Farm Aid nonprofit that has steadily grown since being launched in North Dakota a dozen years ago is expanding into its sixth state. Farm Rescue will provide free haying and free hauling help to Nebraska farmers this year as it continues providing services to farmers in both Dakotas, Montana, Minnesota, and Iowa. In those states, the organization has provided crop planting and harvesting assistance and hay help for more than 400 farm families since 2005. Farm Rescue doesn't dole out cash. It has about 1,100 volunteers from around the country who do the actual physical work for farmers who have suffered a major injury, illness, or natural disaster. The organization is currently taking applications for spring assistance in all of the states in which it works. An Iowa-born astronaut, Peggy Whitson, will be getting more time in space while adding another command title to her resume. Whitson was supposed to return from her last mission aboard the International Space Station in June, but NASA has announced plans for her to stay in orbit another 3 months. The 57-year-old Beaconsfield native has already spent more time in space than any other woman, and later this month, she'll set a new duration record for all U.S. astronauts. It's Whitson's third mission to the station, and on Sunday, she'll be named station commander, the first woman to hold the command twice. In a NASA news release, Whitson is quoted as saying, "This is great news. I love being up here. Living and working aboard the space station is where I feel I make the greatest contribution. So I'm constantly trying to squeeze every drop out of my time here," she said. "Having three more months to squeeze is just what I would wish for." Whitson's two previous missions on the space station in 2002 and 2008 lasted 6 months each. This mission will now run 9 months, with her return scheduled for September. And just last month, Whitson set a new record for the most spacewalks by a woman, and her next EVA, or extravehicular activity, should put her in third place for spacewalking among all astronauts. The U.S. Navy is denouncing an incident in which members of its officer training program at Iowa State University posted explicit photos on a Facebook page. Lieutenant Sean Brophy, a spokesman for the Naval Service Training Command, told the Associated Press that the March 4th incident involved seven members of the school's NROTC program. He says Navy leaders learned about the pictures the next day and responded quickly. He said such behavior has no place in our military or society and does not comport with our core values. Brophy said the photos were removed from Facebook. NROTC leaders apologized to Iowa State academic officials and trained the 68-member battalion on proper social media behavior. Brophy says administrative actions have been taken against the midshipmen who remain part of the program. The Republican-led Iowa House approved a bill that would set up new protocols for women seeking an abortion in Iowa, including a three-day waiting period. Plus, the bill bans abortions after the 20th week of pregnancy. Representative Shannon Lugren, a Republican from Piasta, says it is the right move.
Iowans love life. We are thoughtful human beings. We live in a state that will protect its most vulnerable citizens because that's what we do.
Representative David Maxwell of Gibson was the only Republican to vote against the bill. All the Democrats in the House opposed the measure. Representative Mary Masher, a Democrat from Iowa City, argues Iowans support exceptions for abortions in cases of rape, incest, and fetal deformity that are not included in the bill.
We don't live in a perfect world. Our goal has always been to make abortions as rare and safe as possible.
If this bill becomes law, Iowa would be the 18th state to ban abortions after the 20th week of pregnancy. The bill would also require a woman seeking an abortion to have an ultrasound, be given a chance to view the image, and be given information about adoption, and she'd have to wait 3 days before the abortion would be performed. Representative Marty Anderson, a Democrat from Des Moines, says the bill goes beyond the appropriate role of the legislature.
It imposes requirements that are clearly designed to dissuade the woman from continuing with her decision to have an abortion.
And Representative Ralph Watts, a Republican from Adel, says it's about changing hearts.
While this bill does not go far enough to protect the unborn, it seems like it's the best we can do at this point.
The debate on this package of abortion-related measures stretched over 2 days, with many legislators reading news accounts or letters from their constituents during the session. Representative Jim Carlin, a Republican attorney from Sioux City, talked about supporting a woman with an unwanted pregnancy who wound up giving the child up for adoption.
If history has taught us anything, it has taught us this. Once we go down the road of deciding who is and who's not a human being, we always lose our way.
The Iowa Senate voted for the 20-week abortion ban in mid-March, but the House added a three-day waiting period for abortion and other requirements, so the bill must return to the Republican-led Senate for review. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.